Mouth closed, legs open. Fuck it, it's Friday, y'all. It's time to get loose.
It did it again.
Welcome to Wet Wednesday. It's time to get off.
All right, you guys. I don't know why that... Welcome to the show, everybody. I don't know why that other Friday opener keep coming on, but today is definitely Wednesday. So we want to welcome you guys to the show and want to thank you guys for joining us once again. Now, before we get into the show, let me go ahead and give you guys just a little bit of direction. If you like to listen over your phone, you can do so at area code 347-426-3673. And if you like to listen online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/ELAVASE. And let's see the chat room. Don't let me tell you guys a lie. Hold on a second. Okay, now there we go. The chat room is now open. Also, if you are an international caller and you like to listen into the show, what we need you to do is to dial the U.S. country code, and you're going to dial 347-426-3673, and that's going to allow you where you can call into the show. Also, something else I wanted to tell you guys. Okay, I think that's it. But before we get this thing started, let's go ahead and welcome my partner in crime, Mr. Small Change. Yes.
Hey. Thank you.
What's up with you? Yes. So, I know. Yes, I was just going to mention that. I know it is snowing where you are at. That's the one thing I don't miss. I miss home sometimes. I don't miss the snow. My mom has called me on the other end, but she's going to have to wait. I'm going to call home girl back later. She called me probably tell me about the 6 inches of snow that you guys are getting there. So
just get something, make some ice cream. Get your sleds out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get your skis out. Have some fun, too.
Perfect. Stop it panicking. Is perfect.
Okay.
Yes, perfect love-making weather. But
I
saw that a lot of people are panicking. They're going over to, rushing into the stores. Just scared. They're going to run out of food or whatever. You know, like it normally happens. But like a small chain said, you know, we want you guys to be safe. Definitely be safe out there. And if you guys can't get up a hill, just call my boy a small change and he'll clear the snow out for you.
I'll put the chain
so you
on
can get
for you
home.
And I'll pull you right up, baby. I'll pull you up the hill. Don't worry about it. We ain't scared.
Mm-hmm. Now, tonight, we're going to be discussing, like I told you guys last week, The 50 Shades of Grey movie. So we both have seen the movie. And we're also going to get into the topic of just dealing with a partner with a low sex drive. Mm. A lot of people going through that. So we're going to touch base on that too. So, get you guys a little something to drink or a little something to smoke on and just enjoy the show with us, okay? Enjoy the show. Now, I want to tell you guys, if you do want to call in, maybe you want to talk about the movie. Maybe you have something you want to say about, did you like it? Did you love the movie? Was you disappointed in it? If you want to do that, just call on the into the show and just talk to us, 347-426-3673. And just press the number 1, and that's going to let Small Change and I know that you got something that you want to say. So just make sure you do that. So without further ado, let's go on and get into the show, okay?
Let's get into the show.
What is
the theme song, baby?
What is
the theme song?
Oh, Oh, there you go. That's a little background music, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's get this thing
popping
tonight. Yeah, I love that.
Now, let's get into let's talk about this 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Mm-hmm. It should have been called 50 Shades of Green, because they made a lot of damn money.
Oh, did they? They sure didn't. They sure did. They made tons of... But, you know, the ratings are seeming to fall. I know the first week, I think they made like 80, something like $80 million, if I'm not mistaken. But the second week, they're seeing that the ratings are starting to fall. You know, for me, I would tell you, I read the book. It started off slow for me at first, you know, then it picked up. The book was okay, but I wasn't, even with the book, I wasn't really impressed, you know. Yeah, I really wasn't excited, but it could be because of just the way I am sexually anyway. Some of the stuff that she spoke of, the things she spoke of in the book, I've done it, you know, so it really wasn't just, ooh, ah, you know, people, you know, was talking about, ooh, they was hoping they got a chance to see this tampon scene, because what he does, you know, in the book, he pulls, you know, she's on her menstrual, and he pulls out her tampon, and because he says the word fuck a lot in the book, he fucks her, and then he takes a bath with her, but of course, that was cut out. That scene was cut out in the movies. There's a lot of things that wasn't there, and I wasn't expecting for it to, you know, it is. They had to make it for the movies, but
I know what you're saying, Miss Kitty. I feel you on it. It just wasn't that. Ugh. You know what I mean?
No, but so I mean,
I kept looking for it.
Do you think we're a little biased just because it's the type of people that we are? I mean, is it?
Well,
do you think it was more exciting, maybe? Well, it had to be. You know, if it made so much money, and you know, the book sold millions of copies, somebody got excited off of it.
Yeah, you're probably right, you know, because you got to remember, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know me, I'm always been very dominant, and I love submissive women. So, you know, what he was doing, I mean, you know, like, hey, we could have did our own movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We could have did our own movie. It probably would have been a little bit more exciting, you know what
Yes, yeah, I just wasn't too. I mean, I think, you know, as far as the movie, the woman, she was cast perfectly, you know, because just the way they had her looking in the movie, just a lot of little stuff like with the flip phone she had, you know, she was.
Yeah, I loved the look. She was innocent, because I love an innocent looking woman, you know. And she was very curious, which was totally.
Well, she's a, you know, first she was a virgin, but she definitely wasn't.
You know, that was a plus.
You know, she wasn't. You know, because she kind of, you know, you read the book, she battled him. You know, she would go up against him, kind of not do what he would tell her to do. So if you really into that lifestyle. It's a little different, you know, if you into that BDSM lifestyle, you know, you don't question the dominant, you know, you don't do the stuff that
right, she's fucking.
I mean, just to represent, it didn't really do a good job of portraying the lifestyle. They were trying to portray the BDSM lifestyle. It just seemed like somebody having some regular sex, but they're, you know, kind of kink it up a bit, like with the room he had. It just seems
the
just
room was
like
nice.
I give it.
The room was really nice.
Hey,
yeah.
I would love one of
nice
them
little toys that I would definitely love to play with myself, you know. But like you said,
yeah,
on the submissive role, I figured that he really. okay, he portrayed it, but I don't know. I mean, I get extreme sometimes, so I'm not really gonna get out there, but, you know, she could have been doing a little bit more of things. You know, that spanking and all of that, you know, that was exciting. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, you know, I noticed, you know, in the book, you know, she performs fellatio. You know, she gives him head, but they didn't even touch on it. I wasn't expecting for them to show his penis, but at least kind of show where she kind of went there. You know, they didn't do that. Yeah, they just
Okay, you pick out one part in the movie that you think that was exciting to you.
Let me think. It actually wasn't none of the sex scenes. It was actually the scene where he took her up in the glider. He took her up in the glider and it was, you know, flying.
Right.
I like that.
You know,
yeah, there was this glider. You know, he told her to take the thing, and she pulled up on it. That's something I would like to do. But as far as the, none of the sexual things, none of it excites. I can't think of none of it that, I think if I hadn't done the stuff that they've done already, I think maybe I would feel different. You know, I did like the part that she was a virgin. You know, but most of the time,
That was exciting.
Yeah, that whole part was exciting. She's a virgin, and this, you know, with her, this being her first time. That she was experienced, you know, she experienced this type of lifestyle. But he was, you know, the dude was fucked up. He was kind of, you know, he was fucking
tough. But he said, you know, he was with an older woman that actually, you know, kind of like twisted him a little bit. You know what I mean? And that's why he didn't like the fact of the matter, you know, of her sleeping with him afterwards or anything like that, you know. And
she could touch him
a little bit. You know my story, so I can relate.
Yeah, she couldn't touch him. She couldn't sleep with, but she did though. He did sleep with her.
Yeah.
And he was trying to change. You know, he was trying to change for her. But the part I really didn't like was when she asked him, you know, he told her he didn't want to really show her what he liked because he was afraid he would lose her. And she was like, well, show me, you know, show me. So he, you know, takes in and he makes a count. He's beating her. And then she goes off on him.
You know, six licks.
Yeah. And look, and let me tell you, that part excited me. I like a little face tearing up. I was like, ooh, you know, I enjoyed that.
Well,
I enjoyed that little pleasure
like
pain.
Like a little pain. You like a little pain anyway, so.
A little
pleasure, a little sting. Ooh, wee. You know,
yeah, I did enjoy that part. I was like, yeah, you know, because I get spankings now and then. You know, I like it. You know,
I get.
As he said, the itchy palms, yeah, his palms is always itchy around him. I'm always getting into trouble. And I get in trouble on purpose.
I get in trouble on purpose.
I can get a weapon.
Turn over here, girl. You know? Let me spank you. I'm going to hit you with this wet noodle. You know, that spank with a wet noodle, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't like that. I didn't like how she went off on him and called him thick and... Because he told her.
She read the contract. Remember? She went over
the
contract. And remember, she changed a few things. Like, she said no anal, no fisting. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Everything else she agreed with. And why she changed
you know what? She never signed it. She never signed the contract.
She never signed it.
So, you guys, I just, all they hyped it up to be, for me, it wasn't all that. The book, I can tell you that the book was definitely better, because in the book, the things are not cut out.
I wanted to see what the hype was myself, you know, and I evaluated it also, too. I mean, really snappy dresser. You know, that's my thing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
French cut shirts and cufflinks, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that was nice. And I like the fact of part that when he took a little MG, and you know what I'm saying, up the game a little bit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was trying to groom her in a way that, you know, was fit for him, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, I always says, it's what you bring out of an individual, you know what I'm saying?
And then I was just like, man, she gives the car back after she leaves, she gives him the car back, and I'm just like, this broad is crazy. I mean,
it wasn't about money with her. You know, she was trying to find true love, and he was trying to find true pleasure in a submissive woman, you know. But the way the movie ended was crazy also, too, you know what I mean, which I know she left, but it was like a little cliffhanger. So we'll see what part two is. Maybe they might, you know what I'm saying, they might turn it up a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, because I started reading the, you know, it's three books. So I'm sure it's going to be three, probably different, two more sequels. And I just started reading, so she's getting the part I'm reading, and she's getting ready to meet back up with him because she doesn't have a car no more. She needs a ride to her photographer friend's this little thing that he's having. So I'm at that part where they're getting ready to meet up so he can take her to this show. So it's still in the early stages. So you know, but yeah, I mean, I thought she had a beautiful body.
She was definitely sexy, I give her that, definitely sexy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if it was me playing the part, I guess it was, you know me, I would have had to have the king chair sitting right there. As soon as she came in, I would want to, you know, maybe get to her knees and crawl to the king, you know what I'm saying?
And you know, also, too, I know he was 26 or 27, something like that. But I kind of wish he was older. He was a little, you know, still even dealing with the older woman he dealt with. But I just wish he was a little older. I just wish he was a little older for the part.
A little bit more experience, you know what I mean? And, you know, just basically, you know, because, like, when you really look at the role that he's playing and things like that, you know, like you said, you do get the little youngness thing, but, you know, like you said, if he was a little bit older and things like that, a little bit more debonair, you know what I mean?
A little bit, and he's a stalker, too. You know, he's a stalker, too. He's a little bit of a, you know, he's a stalker. So I have to give it, I can't give it a thumbs down.
I give it a five.
Yeah.
Because if it was me and I was playing his role, You know what I'm saying? Number one, you know it would definitely have to be a dress code. And you know I would have asked for things, you know, her uniform and you know what I mean? And I guess I would have been a little bit more temperate.
His office, all of them look, all of them had blonde hair, all of them look a certain way. He was surrounded by beauty at all times, you know.
Right.
Then another part that was a trip to me was because, you know, he had a driver. And there's a scene where he picks, the driver goes and picks Christian up, but he gets in the front seat. I'm like, what the fuck? What driver? Normally you don't get in the front seat. You get in the back seat. So I'm just like, what's the purpose of having a driver if you ride in the front?
Who got in the front? She did or he did?
No, he got in the front. He picked him up.
She was in the back? Yeah.
No. It was just a scene. She wasn't even in the car. He just picked him up from somewhere, but he got in the front seat.
Oh.
Yeah, I forget where he was coming. I forget where he was picking him up. I don't know if he was picking him up from the hardware store. He was picking him up from somewhere. He walked out and he gets in the front seat. And I'm like, well, that's odd.
Well, I think the movie probably intrigued a lot of people to actually kind of push the envelope a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Really to get into your spouse and really know, you know, just do a little bit, you know, instead of just the norm, you know. Sometimes you have to, like, get on the edge a little bit.
Yeah, I think that it'll help the movie. It'll help people feel like it's okay. That it's not. I don't think people look at it as being that type of. If you're into something, the different things, they probably won't. You still have some to look at it like it's weird, but it kind of opens the door.
Let everybody accept what's going on, you know. Because a lot. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. You know, even though men are physical and women are more emotional. See, women really don't tell men what they want, especially if a man, he thinks that he already knows. But sometimes men get it wrong, ladies. That's why you have to give them instructions. You have to tell them where to go. You have to tell them how slow. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, let's face it. You know how men are. Sometimes
and I also... I also think that people really fell in love with the books because, you know, she was like she was a smart girl. But, you know, as far as look-wise, she was just a girl next door. And, you know, that's a lot of women's, most of the dream. You know, you're this regular-looking woman that you don't feel that you're attractive.
I love that.
And then you get this rich guy. You get this rich guy, and he does this stuff. So I can see why... especially college students, you know, you had a lot of girls in colleges. It was like, ooh, and I over can you know put themselves in her place that maybe this can possibly happen to me, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's out there, ladies. It's out there, and trust me, men, it's out there also too. Just always remember one thing: you have to be true to the game. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that you want or something that you like, you make sure you let that person know, you know? Because it's about two people being together, not only making each other happy, but definitely sharing each other's fantasies also, too.
Absolutely. So, you guys, Small Change and I give us the 50 Shades of Grey a 5 out of 10. Maybe the next one.
We should try to, you know, get a little spot in the show on the movie.
Hey, you know, listen. They ain't let no black folks. Listen, if it was some black folks doing that, it wouldn't have went over as well.
If Miss Kitty was on there, The whole thing would have turned around. Because I can see you right now, Miss Kitty. You done handcuffed the man on the dam, got his arms up, got his legs out, and you got a whip in his hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I
wouldn't have been
the walking around in the stilettos right now.
Now, wouldn't it, see, it would have been so much more interesting if it was the opposite. What it was the opposite. Mm. I think it'd have been more interesting.
They love to dominate men also, too, you know?
Yeah, if you watch, if anybody out there have watched porn where, you know, where it's, oh, just watch, like, BDSM, you'll see it's just different. It's not like how they portray it. It's not like how they portray it on the movie.
It was that, I couldn't even call that movie soft porn. Well, maybe it was. Do you think it was soft porn or what? I don't know what to say about it.
I can't even call it that. I mean, I can't make, you know, I guess it just depends on the individual you ask. I mean, somebody is not used to certain things. To them, it was probably just, you know, I was watching, the different reviews what people were saying. And, you know, some, like, an older lady was saying she had to walk out because it was too much for her. And I'm like, too much? What do you mean too much?
Maybe it was too much for Mama. Mama started getting hot. I ain't got nobody to go home to. Let me go. So she running home to get that toy.
I posted on my page in Mexico. The lady went to go watch the movie, and she got arrested because they call her masturbating inside the theater.
Yeah. I heard that. Yeah, I've seen that. That is crazy. Yeah, put that woman masturbating. Why are y'all gonna arrest that woman? So, you know what I'm saying?
And you know, it's looked upon in the States so much differently than it is like overseas. You know, overseas is more open. Here is more. Yeah, it's just different.
More regulated. You know what I'm saying? Even Canada. You know, being living in Canada for them years and things like that. You know, they sunbathe nude over there. You know, I mean, it's like they free with their body and they free with love. You know, sensuous. It's exciting. Over here, they done made it to the fact where, you know, like, they figured that it's all about, you know, let's face it, prostitution, or you know how they do it. But it is what it is. But when you wake up in the morning, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have anyone next to you, you know, man, that's a bad feeling.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
So,
you guys, we're going to go ahead and get in this topic because you know, in about, I know Small Change came to, I know he's already seen Empire, already seen, we 3 hours, he's 3 hours ahead.
That's good. Yeah, let's talk about that Empire. What you got to say about that?
I love it. I can't wait to watch it every Wednesday because, you know, it comes on here. In another 30 minutes, so I'll get a chance to see what you've already seen. So, I can't wait.
I love the show.
Oh, definitely. You know, and I normally don't even watch. I don't normally watch a lot of TV. I don't really watch anything, but this show. It caught my attention. It's like, man.
Yeah,
so
well, you know, seen them in Memphis, you know, when I was living in Memphis, you know, they did Hustle and Flow in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they had the extras come down to the skating ring, you know, where they did that, did a part and everything. But, you know, even Hustle and Flow back then was, you know, they did it real good. Remember she was pregnant,
but,
having the baby.
But check this out. Do you know, check this out, and we're going to go ahead and get into this topic because we got like 15 minutes left. They had, I forget the guy that's doing the show, but anyway, he wanted Wesley Snipes to do the movie. I think Wesley Snipes would have been excellent, but Taraji, the chick that plays Cookie, She said she would not do the part unless did the part. And I said, man, you gotta love her for that. Like she looked out for a boy. But they matched, I mean, perfectly. I mean, they play off each other like really good. Just really, but I think Wesley Snipes would have been good too. But yeah, Terrence Howard, chemistry is like excellent.
He got that edge on him. He got that street cred, you know what I'm saying? And then he was a brother that came from the streets, you know what I'm saying? And he built this empire. What any black man would want to do, you know what I'm saying? And then the fact of the matter is, it's just, you know, how all the wolves is just always nipping at your heels. So you always got to look over your shoulder for this and for that.
And you know who else I like on the show? Who else I like on the show is the chick, what's her name, Gabrielle Sidibe, the heavyset chick that plays like his assistant. The blonde hair, I think she plays that little she just plays it perfect for the little ratchetness that's going on in the show. She's perfect. She's perfect. I love her on the
all
show.
The cast,
you know,
when you look at the cast, all of it, you know, they got the edge in there, the gay relationship, you know what I'm saying? And then they got the older woman with the younger cat, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's like you said, it's family against family, family trying to bring family back together. But then you got to remember also, too, now, remember, he committed a murder. That's going to pop back up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But yeah.
I'm so excited. That show right there, I give it a one all day, every day.
Heck yeah. I am loving. So you guys see, we don't like 50 Shades of Grey, but we love Empire. We are loving it. If I'm not mistaken, they have another season, too. They got to sign them to another, because the ratings are like out the roof.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see that. I'm not even going to say anything, but, you know, they got the all-white thing going on. You're going to love it. You're going to love, whoever the wardrobe people was, you know, the women were looking marvelous. You know what I'm saying? And the dudes was looking sharp also, too.
Oh, they be dressed to the hilt. Yeah, so I can wait. So we can talk about it, you know, we can talk about that next week. And also, too, you guys, we'll be talking about different movies, you know, because I love going to the movies and, you know, some stuff. If it's a really good movie that's out there, you know, we'll talk about it.
Let us know. Yeah, let us know, you know. And if you got something to say, please, hey, hit that one and come on in and let's talk about it with me and Miss Kitty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, please do. Please do. Now, let's go on and get into this dealing with a partner with a low sex drive. I wanted to talk about this because believe it or not, it's a lot of people that go through this issue. You know, this is an issue for a lot of people. They have what? What you call it?
ED. Dead dick.
The dead dick. Well, listen, let's talk about sexual peaks for just a minute. You know, a small change. You know, I know you're not the regular type of guy, but you can talk about the fellas for a second, but let's talk about sexual peaks when it comes men versus women. Now, men usually hit their sexual peak around the age of 18. Okay, women, we don't normally hit our sexual prime until our late 30s. So that's a big. It's a big jump.
18, I don't know, baby. You know, I don't know.
But that's the stat say.
My age. You know what I'm saying? And
But like I said, you're not the regular You're not the regular type. You're not the regular guy. But a lot of men, by the time they catch up with us, you know, we 35. I know I've always had a high sex drive, but I know once I hit, like, like 38, oh, my God. It was like I was really on fire. You know, I was taking my man around the table.
And you know what also, too? Because when I hit my age, even though, you know, I just got, like, better with it. Oh, God, really. You know, it's just like you can control your body and everything. And when you're with someone that you got them excited. Because like I told you, I love getting my gratification off of please. Just seeing the pleasure that I bring out of that individual, you know. Take her to places she always dreamed about going and she never knew how to get there. I'm taking her there. But I'm going to take her on the slow train, though. You know what I mean?
But let's talk about some of the things that affect, especially, you know, it can affect your libido. Let's start with the women, you know, a woman first. There's, if she's going through menopause, that can affect her sex drive. You know, different medications sometimes affects a woman's sex drive, and just, you know, those hormones is a motherfucker. Them hormones, if your hormones is in unbalanced, you know, sometimes you have to go to. You know, I have older girlfriends, so a couple of them had to go to the doctor to get something to balance their hormones, you know, because you have been, you have hot flashes and, you know, you having stuff, you know, stuff like that. You know, with men, you know, I've found it
high blood
to be
pressure.
Different. It's, yeah, high blood pressure. It can be... Let's talk about this. Stress.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
stress.
Oh, yeah.
When a man's, when his finances sometimes is not right, he don't want to fuck. That's the last thing on his mind is and that's a big thing. That's a big thing, you know, for the guys when their finances, when stuff like that is not right, they just tend to not. They just don't want to. Sex is the last thing on their minds, you know?
Baby, I got $7.76. We cannot have sex tonight. I got to figure out how I'm going to get smoked. But you're right, though. You know, a lot of men, you know, stress. And also, too, it could be the woman also, too. Sometimes you can have the most beautiful woman in the world, but if her attitude ain't right and how she talk to him, you know, if she make that man don't feel like a man, you know, he can't make love to her right, because the simple fact he has that little thing in the back of his mind, I can't stand this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who'd want to be having sex with somebody that's bitching and gripe? I mean, just always complaining, or their neck, or their energy is negative all the time.
He got an erection on, and as soon as she takes her clothes off, that shit goes.
Yeah, who wanna be dealing with that? Also, let's touch base like on the communication thing. Like, you know, I was saying, if the guy's going through stress, sometimes, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, the older I get, I understand, you know, men. So much better, especially, you know, when it has something to do with the finances. A lot of times, if you can't fix it, if you're trying to fix it, you just don't want to. Most men want to hold that in. They're not trying to share that with their partner because they don't want them worrying. Men are like that. They hold a lot of stuff in.
Yeah, they don't want their woman to feel like that I'm a failure. But like, if you got, like, see, Miss Kitty, and, you know, I always tell you, you know, out of knowing you, man, staying there all your life, and see, you a woman that, you a great, great woman, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I'm just, And the fact of the matter is that you do understand a man. You know what I'm saying? And you're the type of woman, like you said, you know, before your man's feet hit the floor, you know.
Absolutely.
And see, and if they do that to their man, you know what I'm saying? That gives them more inspiration. That gets them out there and gets them, you know, baby, don't worry about it. I'm going to knock you off and go on out there and do what you do. You know what I'm saying?
And especially if you don't, if a partner don't feel like you have their back, that affects you feel like you don't have that support. Yeah, it definitely affects that. And with the communication thing, fellas, I want to tell you guys this. Yeah, it's very important, especially if you're going through something like that, if you're stressing over finances or it's some stuff, you know, maybe you own a business and stuff going at work. But if you don't go to your woman and set her down and tell her, hey, look, this so-and-so is going on. Just us, a woman being a woman, sometimes we think it's us. We don't know, you know, we can't read your mind. So if you don't come and tell us.
You got to remember, you're both playing on the same team, and you both are trying to get to the same place, success. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm old school. You know what I mean? And I guess that's why I've had dealt with a lot of young ladies and things like that, and a lot of people are just selfish. They think about themselves, but they never think about, you know, like you said, about their partner. You know, what?
Yeah, so it definitely has an effect. If you guys got to communicate with us and tell us what's going on, so we start to feel like it's us. We just women. You know, women are more emotional.
Women are emotional, and men stop dudes. You know, we do this sometimes, and I have done it too sometimes. Sometimes we over-promote our situation. And what I mean by over-promote, we might say something that we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And then we don't do it. Now, that don't mean necessarily that you're a failure. Basically, what that means is how you attempted to do it, you just didn't reach it. But if you got that true woman behind you, she's gonna rally right with you, baby. Hey, listen, don't worry about it. Let's check it out like this. Let's try it like this and see, can we do it this way? You know, and just guys, remember one thing when it comes down to your women or your lady or your wife, it's not the big things you do. It's the small things that she remembers. You know what I'm saying? And put that woman on that pedestal where she belongs. And I bet if you put her there and you keep her there, man, the relationships will probably be unbelievable. You know?
Absolutely.
Let her shine.
The thing, if you don't communicate with your woman, she'll start to... It can affect her confidence because she'll start to feel, well, maybe he's just not attracted to me anymore. And it could, don't get me wrong, that happens in relationships. It happens. You know, she can feel, you know, he's not, you know, I went to him, he's not telling me. He's telling me everything's okay. So maybe, you know, he's not touching me no more. Maybe just, you know, he's just not attracted to me when it's, it has to do with something totally outside the household. So, guys, it's really important if you're with somebody that you're trying to make it work, that you communicate with us and tell us what the fuck is going on. I mean, we need that. Because once you tell us what's going on, then we can go on like, oh, okay. You know, then the house can stay happy. You know, everybody can stay... you know, just on the same page, and she can stay supportive. But if we just don't know, you know, we just be feeling it. We start feeling a certain type of way.
You got to remember, it's just like a lion tamer. If there's too many lion tamers in the cage, the lion is going to get confused. So the best way for the lion to not get confused is that you're that one that has to give that instructions and let them know where they need to go and how they need to get there.
Yeah.
Guys, you know what I'm saying? I mean, make your woman laugh. You know, laughter is a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, you make her laugh, you better cry. Guys, also, you know, like, sometimes we got to, you know, if we wrong, admit that we wrong. You know what
right.
I mean? It's a bigger man to say, you know, hey, baby, I'm sorry, I was wrong. You know?
And another thing that happens in relationships is when one of the partners, because I got older girlfriends, so, you know, I hear and see different things, but if she has, you know, she has a husband, but he's cheated on her and definitely had an out, you know, for sure, if he's had an outside baby on her, but she decides to, she going to go on and stay, even though she said, I'm going to forgive him, she can't get past that hurt, so she don't want to sleep with him, because even though she's staying with him, she still feels that betrayal.
Because she feel him, she wondering how was you touching that other woman. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
That's why I tell guys, you know, listen, dudes, you know, you got a lot of guys out there talking about their players and everything like this, you know. Well, players don't lie to their women. You know what I mean? A player, he's straight up. You know what I mean? He tells her exactly what it is, how it's going to be, and everything like that. And that goes back to the saying where don't nobody get confused. Now, if she goes mm-hmm. for it, that's entirely up to her. But at least he gave her the option. You know what I'm saying? Well, listen, baby, you know, I'm feeling you. I love you, whatever. But, you know, like, hey, also, too, I'm feeling someone else. You know, now, I ain't trying to tell you to sit here and wait for me. You know what I'm saying? But if you do, it's going to be worth your while. You know, so if you
yep,
don't
also, there's the issue of, they say, wait. Sometimes you get a relationship, and when you're happy, you put on a couple pounds. With that, you know, sometimes you start aching. You didn't get older. Sometimes you get the aching and it's pains, and hell, you know, he can't hold up. He didn't put on so much gut. He can't hold himself up on his arms, or he can't hold them legs open. You know, it's just different things like that. So, but you guys can talk about that.
I look at it like this. You know, I don't care if, you know, if she's been with me and she do gain weight. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. I loved her for totally other different reasons. It could be I loved her for her sense of humor. It could be I loved her for her smile, her sincerity, just the way that she looks at me, the way she touches me. Guys, just remember, treat her like a queen. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, like, you don't want to be on the other end where, you know, like, hey, you look up and she's gone. You know what I'm saying?
Because, yeah, baby, she can lose, listen, she can lose that weight, baby. She can lose that. Y'all can help each other. She can lose that weight, you know?
Exactly. You have to be that motivator for her. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, I wanted to touch base. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, small change.
Go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
I don't mean to keep cutting y'all. My phone is going in and out. You also want to make sure that you want to make sure that you're compatible.
Exactly.
Being compatible with a person. Sometimes, what do you do when there is a problem? They say, you know, one of you guys that have a higher sex drive and it just get to a point where after he or she's gotten you, they just don't want to, fuck no more. They're not telling you that the things that's wrong. So, you know, if they're not talking to you and you're going to them, you know, what do you do? How long do you continue? I feel like if the person is willing to try to change the issue to make it better, then hey, we can work it out. But if it's just no, they're not trying to change at all, then you got to seriously think about, is this a relationship I want to be in? Especially if it's somebody that you're looking to be maybe married to. Because when it gets to the point that you know you're miserable and you're not happy, because we all, especially at this age, we want happiness. You know, but when it gets to the point where you're unhappy, exactly.
And see, a lot of things also, too, you got to remember like this, Miss Katie. You know, you always remember the saying, the same thing it took to get her, it's going to take the same thing to keep her. So when you start something off with someone in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? You might have took her to dinner. You might have went to a movie. You might have went to a play. But you have to enhance that. You have to always keep the exciting going. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I guess, you know, because I love surprises, doing surprises and things like that, you know. And that keeps the love life going also, too. And, you know, hey, step out of the box sometimes, you know. So, you might be walking down the street or something, and you might just grab her and just pull in a little cubby way. You know what I'm saying? And make some things happen. She's going to be excited because the fear of getting caught turns into excitement. You know,
and it is definitely... it's something you say all the time on the show, Small Change. It's the small things she remembers. It's the small things, guys. You know, I love, like, my man cooks for me. I mean, it can just be the nothing big, but I love it. It turns me on when he cooks me a meal. That's just something that don't cost a whole lot of money. Just
he's preparing for like his queen.
Yeah, keep me running behind him.
Because, you know, like you said, I always say it's not the big things, it's the small things she remembers, you know, and like, hey, you know, lace it out. Gifts, you know, it's not expensive. You just always want to keep it exciting. You know what I'm saying? If you always keep it exciting, she's going to be always happy. And also, you know, be there for her. You know, if you see her, she's down in a she's kind of down. Just pick her up. Don't say, "Baby, what's wrong?" You tell her, "Come here, baby. Let me give you a hug. Let's take a walk. Oh. Let's talk." You know what I'm saying? You know, pull it together.
Yep. So you know, at the end of yes. So at the end of the day, you guys, you know, we just stressing, definitely, you know, communicate. You know, we all about staying with your partner. You know, shit, we older. We about working, you know, trying to stay with your partner and be happy. You know, so we want to stress that communication thing. Fellas and ladies, you know, if you do have some type of problem, take your ass to the doctor and see what's going on. If you know there's something going on, instead of just not saying anything, take your ass to the doctor, to check up, see if it's something that maybe they can, you know, if it's hormones, they can give you some hormone replacement, something that's, you know, where it can help your relationship. You know, for the guys, like if you got a DD or dead dick, hell, you get you some Viagra or some, you know, something.
Make sure you check with the doctor now. Make sure, because that Viagra killing them too. Make sure you check with the doctor. And if you have an erection of over 4 hours, make sure you go straight to your doctor. But see, you know, I can't mess with that stuff because, you know, being that I had, you know, open heart surgery years ago, you know, all I need is a young lady just to get me excited. You know what I mean? And the first thing, guys, what you need to do is before you make love to any woman, make love to her mind first.
That's right.
See, because you got to remember the mind controls all the parts of her body.
Yeah, so fellas, just make sure that you guys stop being stubborn and tell us what the fuck is going on with you guys. So we want to work, we want to be with you, we want to work it out with you. So just make sure that you tell us what's going on so your ladies won't feel like it's her. Tell her what's going on, that she'll know.
Yeah, don't do that to her. You know what I'm saying? This is your queen. And see, a woman, she wants a man. She wants a man
yes.
that can make things happen. You know what I'm saying? She ain't the, you know, like you said, go wash her car. You know what I mean? If you see the car dirty, go wash the car, put some gas in.
Without
it,
asking. Listen,
yeah,
that listen.
Yeah,
let me tell you, if that don't keep your libido up when your man go do that, it's man, I love
yeah.
it. I get that done. I know what it does for me.
And that's what you got, you know, guys. That well, I'm an older gentleman, so you know, I know the play. If one
yeah.
come my way, you know, hey, it's gonna things is gonna be happening. You know, because the simple fact, like you got to take her out. And sure, a good time, and it's not that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not basically necessary. You got to go spend $300-$400. You know, you can go do some things and don't have to spend any money. You can stop at the convenience store, go to a nice little park, have your little picnic or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just you and her being together. You know, board games.
And try
you know.
To. I want to give you guys something. I want to piggyback on. Something that he did, Small Change just said, that, you know, that stuff that don't cost a lot of money. I try at my home, I try to make sure I have everything here so I don't have to spend any money unless we just want to go out. You know, I have alcohol here. I have premium cigars. I'm getting ready to buy a projector so we can that go up to like 120 feet so we can watch movies. We got everything here, you know, we got the fire pit that he built me, in-ground fire pit outside. So try to have everything. So we don't want to spend no money, or if it gets tight, hell, we got it going on right here. You know, we got everything right here where we can have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, so, but you guys.
Act like you're tourists. Go to your city because a lot of city got a lot of things going. Act like you're a tourist with you and your girl. You know, you walk downtown hand in hand. I mean, just having an unbelievable time, you know. And like Miss Kitty said, you know, hey, I love to cook. You know, I love to prepare meals and things like that, you know. I think that is so exciting. But my main thing is that I love to have suspense.
Yes. Me too.
You never knows what's going to happen with me, boy. You never know. You know what I mean?
And with that being said, you guys, I'm going to get out of here because guess what? I got 3 minutes to Empire come on. So we want to thank you guys for coming by the show and want to make sure to tell you guys to follow the show, which is on the show page. If you go to the show page, at the top left, you'll see a button that says follow. Hit that button, follow our show, and that's going to alert you every time we have a show. Also, we do have over 200 shows you can listen to. But let me tell you what's going on. And anybody that's on Blog Talk that has a show, let me tell you what Blog Talk is doing. Right now, like, it's only 50 of my shows showing up. Let me tell you guys why. If all my shows was set to PG-13. So for some reason right now, if your show is set to PG-13, none of your shows will show up when somebody go to your page. So I have to go through all 200 of those shows and put those shows from PG to public for all those shows to show back up. So if you go over there, you'll see it's only like 50 shows. So I've been working on that. But that's something, you know, I told you guys need to work on this because you guys are affecting my numbers. If there's no show here, you know, you guys need to fix this. So, you know, we realized that we're having a problem with the PG-13 shows, and we're working on them. I'm like, well, how long y'all going to work on this? I'm paying for this service. You need to hurry up and get fixed. But that's what's going on. That's what's going on. I just have to, every day I'm going on page by page, just hitting, you know, changing it to public instead of PG. So,
we got some serious archive shows that are
from years, from 4 years ago. So, I will, by this time next week, that'll be done. Like I said, I'm working on it every day. I'll do like 20. You know, I'm doing like 10 to 20 every day, if I have time to go in there and fix that. So make sure that you guys go and download our archive show. This one will be right up in about like 30 minutes. It's already set to public, so it'll be archived, and like I said, like 30 minutes. I want you guys to also go over to kittycatcloset.com, pick up you guys some goodies. Yes, pick you guys some goodies.
Toys, girl.
Also, it's going to be some accessories over there, like some iPad. I have the stuff right here. I just have to take, I mean, I'm real funny about the how the pictures are taken. You know, I want them to look professional. But I have to take the pictures and upload that stuff for you guys so you guys can get that stuff, you know, y'all can get that stuff to you guys at a great price. So it'll be stars, accessories for your iPad, just different stuff that we're going to put on the Kitty Cat Closet. Because you guys need that stuff too. We all do. So be on the lookout for that. But it's,
you know what I need you to bring back though?
What you need?
Those, you remember those, they're not songs. What are they called? They say,
listen. We have, they are there. If you go over to the site right now, they are in 10 different colors. So they are in.
Know about that. Let them know.
They're in 10 different colors.
You know some of those.
Yes. I mean, listen. Very easy access. I mean, just go over to kittycatcloset.com, hit shop, and the very first page is going to say C-strings. Go click that. Go over there and click that, and it'll tell you all about them. But they're so fucking sexy. Let me tell you, so fucking.
Yeah.
They feel like own. They So yeah, definitely go over there. Go over there, you guys. The C strings are there. It's a bunch of stuff. This and I got I just got some more bullets in. So yes, just got some bullets in. So had to restock on some stuff.
Do it with the bullets now. You know,
we
burn
them out.
Yeah, y'all burn it out. And think a man can compete with a bullet? Come on, guys. You know damn well we ain't got no win on that one. You know what I mean?
So you guys, what else I want to tell you guys? Hey, we are here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Central, and 11 p.m. Eastern. Friday show, it comes on at 12:30 now, so 12:30 p.m. Pacific, 2:30 p.m. Eastern, that's the music show, which is every Friday. But Small Change and I are here every Wednesday. So if you love the show, make sure you follow it and also like the page over on Facebook. We appreciate you guys just taking time out of your busy evening and just coming and chilling with us. And if you have a show topic that you would like for us to talk about, you can go over to kittycatcloset.com. And on the very first page, it says email us, put your topic in there, what you want to hear, and we'll do it. We will do the topic. It can be a topic. It can be a music show. Just connect with us, and we'll get it done, okay?
So make sure you're doing it.
We ain't scared. So, hey, my show is on, so Small Change. Tell them, what are we off like, baby?
We off like a prom dress.
All right, so I'll see you guys on Friday, and Small Change and I will see you guys next Wednesday. Mwah.
Peace.